It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Ashley Webster.
I'm Kennedy.
I'm Jason Chaffetz, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. I'm Jeff Manasso. Residents of the small town in Ohio that's been turned upside down by a derailed train filled with hazardous chemicals are being promised that help is on the way and that they won't be forgotten. But who's going to pay for it all?
There's no question that while people want to see a federal response, they don't want a federal response to be at the taxpayers' expense. They want Norfolk Southern footing the bill.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Smells may have dissipated, but residents continue to drink bottled water. Officials and people in the small town want Norfolk Southern to pay up.
We're going to push them to do it right and to do it as quickly as possible and do it as transparently as possible. It's important that the community understands what's happening in their backyard. And rest assured, we're going to hold Norfolk Southern accountable.
That's EPA Chief Michael Regan speaking from the town Tuesday afternoon. Mayor Trent Conway wants his small town to return to normal.
We don't want to be political pawns. We don't want, you know, we don't want to be a soundbite or a news bite. You know, we don't want to have press conferences in our community center. We want to be having picnics here and, you know, go back to small town America.
While health and economic impact concerns persist, the under 5,000 people of the town are trying to keep an even keel.
It's really a wide range of emotions here on the ground. Some people are still complaining about headaches, itchy throat, runny eyes. They just don't feel well. They've had some of their farm animals die. They're worried about their crops.
Joining us today is Fox National correspondent Lucas Tomlinson, who is on the ground in East Palestine and has been speaking with officials and residents alike.
At the same time, we've talked to other people, you know, press on types, those with small children in the youth sports programs here who have seen games canceled over the weekend. The town 4,700 here in eastern Ohio, they've lost revenue. They have kids asking, well, wait, if the schools have been open in person for over a week, why can't I play basketball? And those are some tough conversations with some people and even some angry parents that are saying, hey, listen, this wasn't good, but we can't let it be hysterical. Those are their words. We talked to Matt Werner, the head of youth basketball here in town in East Palestine. He wants the town to press on. He is actually grateful that Norfolk Southern is cleaning up their mess, handing out $1,000 checks to residents, handling incidentals, expenses. Certainly, though, we just had a press conference here in East Palestine. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine spoke. I spoke to him after the presser and asked him, you know, about Norfolk Southern. Did they put profit over safety? He says Norfolk Southern needs to pay. And there's a lot of questions, of course, ongoing investigation on why this more than 2-mile-long train derailed with all these toxic chemicals. He just told me, the governor, that he wants to know what's on these trains and towns should be notified. He's very concerned that when that derailment happened, that the first responders didn't know what kind of chemicals they were facing.
Well, it was interesting because last week we heard from Governor DeWine, who was asked by a reporter that if he lived in East Palestine, whether or not he'd go back. He said yes, but that he'd probably drink bottled water. Today, we saw the governor and the EPA administrator, Michael Regan, pouring a glass of water out of a resident's tap and toasting and then drinking it. So, you know, what's the reaction from people who live there who may have some serious mistrust issues in response to
lot of trust issues. You're right. Some residents are refusing to drink the tap water. They're still drinking bottled water. It's interesting you point out. Yeah, it was just a week ago that the governor was saying, I would drink the bottled water. Today, a different story, and that goes back to what some of the residents are saying. They are trusting the government. Some of them think, okay, if the water's clean, the air's clean. Since we've been on the ground here for just about a week, we have not noticed anything with the air. It seems perfectly normal. In fact, some residents say the air is worse in Cleveland than it is here in East Palestine. There's no question there's many people that don't trust the government. I've heard from residents, they don't even want to hear the initials CDC. There's still a lot of hangover from the pandemic. Residents don't want to hear from CDC officials. However, it's not all doom and gloom. That is the best way to describe what's on the ground. Some residents are saying, while it's horrible about what's happened, they're certainly not excited about property values, which they say have plummeted. But they welcome the federal support. But pretty much most of the residents and the local officials and state and federal officials don't want Norfolk Southern to get off the hook. In fact, I just spoke to the EPA Administrator Michael Regan, and he said that. He said if Norfolk Southern does not pay for all the expenses, even pay the EPA for the work they're doing, he's going to charge them triple.
Mike DeWine saying the number one request that he's gotten is don't leave us. He vows to do what needs to be done in the days, the weeks, and months ahead when the cameras are all gone and left behind. The state opening up a health assessment clinic in East Palestine today for testing. As residents report, as you mentioned, headaches, eye infections, respiratory issues, and the smell of noxious odors. Do you still you still smell that there?
I don't smell any of that, and I'm actually standing right outside that health assessment clinic. And Jeff, it's good of you to say the whole title. A lot of emphasis on the word assessment, because we spoke to some residents who came out of that clinic saying, I didn't get a chance to see a doctor. This was just a survey. And there were some people disappointed. We're told the appointments are fully booked today. When we inquired further, what does that mean? We're told about 30 to 40 people are in that clinic, and that might not sound like a lot. But just keep in mind, this is a small town of only 4,700 here in eastern Ohio, right on the border with Pennsylvania. And speaking of the Keystone State, it's notable that new Governor Josh Shapiro was here. He was probably the most angry at the press conference held earlier, along with Ohio Governor DeWine and EPA Administrator and the local congressman, Bill Johnson. Shapiro, he really was fired up about Norfolk Southern. I think he realizes that if that derailment didn't happen for another 5 minutes, it could have very easily happened in Pennsylvania because we're right along the border. So I would say right now the air appears to be fine here on the ground right now. Keep in mind, it's been over 2 weeks. So while some people are still showing us the creeks and you still see a little bit of a sheen, when it comes to the air, when it comes to the water, the tap water, that is, things are appearing right now to be okay. But one of the biggest concerns, again, is people are worried about 5, 10, 20 years down the line. I just spoke to a local farmer, and she was very sad. She said, in 4 or 5 months, who's going to buy my strawberries? What about the feed corn that's used to feed animals and even what's in Cheerios? Who's going to buy our corn? That's what they're concerned about, some of those longer-term impacts, not just, the harvest season, but, of course, down the line. We certainly have heard the stories. We know relatives who have been sick in other parts of the country. Some people call it the cancer belt. People are hoping a cancer belt does not come here to East Palestine.
We've been speaking with Lucas Tomlinson on the latest from East Palestine, Ohio. More after this short break. One of the things that I caught, maybe you did, in this press conference today was when EPA Administrator Regan, he talked about the cleanup efforts and said that this is going to happen. We're going to make sure it happens. We're going to stay on Norfolk Southern. But he talked about cleanup in the radius. What exactly is the radius? Because we know there are a lot of folks in surrounding communities, even western Pennsylvania, that feel ignored.
It's a great question, Jeff. After the derailment and that controlled blast, days later that sent even more toxic chemicals up in the air, a controlled detonation, a controlled blast that officials said had to be done because of the risk for further potential injury in the community. And, of course, that ominous dark cloud went in the sky. I think that's when the story really took off. The city evacuated everyone within a one-mile radius of the derailment site. We've spoken to residents, though, just south of town here in Negley, Ohio, just a few miles south, who say they're not being compensated, that Norfolk Southern is just writing checks for the 44413 zip code here in East Palestine and compensating East Palestine residents only. We spoke to some representatives from Norfolk Southern who say that's not true. They will be reimbursing others, but there's just not sure how that's all working out, because we're still hearing from some residents that from outside East Palestine, some residents who even say they were closer to the derailment site, and some residents in East Palestine saying they're not being compensated and they're saying they're at the bottom of some of these streams. They're where the runoff is. We're actually at a little bit of elevation here in Appalachia, and they're saying, hey, we're on the recipient of some of this runoff in the creeks and the streams. And we've heard some residents down in Negley who are not happy. They've had farm animals die. They've seen fish in local streams die. They're complaining. They're talking about being sick, runny nose, and not just runny nose, but bloody nose. And there's certainly some complaints. There's certainly a lot for people to deal with here. Just a wide range of emotions, I think, is the best way to describe the situation.
And some scary stuff. And we heard from the mayor as well, who says he just wants his small town back with picnics in city parks and kids running around. He also had some strong words for President Biden as well.
Right. I mean, he wanted President Biden here in East Palestine not going to Ukraine. You know, keep in mind, this is a man who I've been told his annual salary as mayor is $4,000. He works a full-time job. You know, he's being put on a big stage right now. And he admitted in that town hall a week ago, I don't know if I'm cut out for this. I don't know if I can handle this. He was clearly pleading for help from the state, from the federal government, and certainly from Norfolk Southern.
As far as the relief efforts, you know, we know that FEMA at first, after denying aid last week, arguing that the crisis does not meet legal requirements for an official declaration, the Biden administration then switched positions on that hours after former President Trump announced that he too is coming to East Palestine. Any updates on FEMA resources, and what can we expect from the former president's visit tomorrow?
Well, there's no question, Jeff, it was a bad look when FEMA said they were not coming here to East Palestine, because even if it's just a small team which has arrived here, there's certainly some resources that can come here that officials say can help and can help residents on the ground. But one of the first interviews we had here on the ground was new Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. And Vance himself said while he welcomes some of this federal support, he welcomes FEMA, he does not want the American taxpayer paying for the cleanup here. He wants Norfolk Southern to pay for it. And that's what we just heard from the EPA administrator. We heard it from Ohio's governor. We certainly heard it from Pennsylvania's governor. So there's no question that while people want to see a federal response, they don't want a federal response to be at the taxpayer's expense. They want Norfolk Southern footing the bill. But certainly there's no question FEMA brings some resources with them. In fact, just the other day we saw U.S. Coast Guard personnel here bringing air monitoring equipment. So that gives you a little flavor of the response. Obviously, we're in eastern Ohio and Appalachia. We're not near the Atlantic or Pacific right now, or the Mississippi. We are close to the Ohio River, however. But the Coast Guard have responded, and certainly some FEMA officials and a small team have deployed here. One of the big takeaways we got about the FEMA response is this just isn't a natural disaster. It's not large-scale destruction of property. It's not a tornado. It's not a hurricane like we've seen in recent years, and you've seen that large FEMA response. Really, officials do not want Norfolk Southern off the hook.
It's a major effort to make that city, that town, perhaps even the region whole. That's Lucas Tomlinson, our Fox News national correspondent on the ground in East Palestine, Ohio. Lucas, thank you for joining us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Jeff, it was a pleasure.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.